1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Movie Tavern by Marcus. This new year, purchase a 2020 Ultimate Popcorn Tub. Unlimited popcorn for only $4.95 every visit for the whole year. Because movies never tasted so good.
Have you heard about the deadly herpes-riddled feral monkeys in Florida?
No.
No, I sure haven't.
Deadly.
We're in Florida. Just another stripe on the sleeve of Florida.
Yeah.
There you go. What? Hot, where? We just had the Super Bowl in Florida.
Animals were seen in six neighborhoods in the city of Jacksonville.
Okay.
Rhesus macaw monkeys.
They're
infected with a deadly form of herpes.
Of herpes. I thought it was just annoying.
Well, sounds pretty bad. Deadly form of anything. Sounds.
Who gave them this? How did they get it?
Well, they were introduced to the state in the 1930s by a man named Colonel Toohey, who ran a glass-bottom boat tour on the Silver River in central Florida.
Nobody runs a glass-bottom boat tour with deadly herpes-riddled monkeys.
He bought a half a dozen of the animals and released them on an island to add interest to his attraction.
Oh, boy. You know what this island, this glass-bottom boat tour needs is... Go buy a jungle island. You know what that jungle island needs? Some monkeys.
Just a few, though.
All right. So we have,
six.
Monkeys that don't belong there, but they're there.
Mm-hmm.
Now what?
For the tourists. Unbeknownst to Toohey, the animals can swim and were able to escape to the nearby forests where they rapidly multiplied. About a decade later, Toohey, who owned Silver Springs Park, noticed how popular the animals had become with tourists and released a further six monkeys to the north shore of the river.
Like they wouldn't.
He's releasing more.
Boy, those monkeys are really doing great. What? Okay, so nobody noticed that they escaped from the island that he put them on.
And now he had six more?
That didn't occur to him that was a problem. Yeah.
And nobody on the city council said, hey.
You can't just release monkeys everywhere.
Right.
You know,
nobody said that.
Once again, I'm not for strict government regulation, but I'm not for no laws.
Right. Just anarchy.
Especially when it's monkeys. Monkeys can be a real problem.
Yeah.
Did they not know? What year was this?
30s.
That was in the 30s, but in the mid-80s, the population spiked to almost 400. And then between 84 and 2010, around 1,000
were
trapped and killed.
We're talking about 50 years where they had something to do about this and they didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what? The first half of the 40s were a little busy with
they
the
were.
War thing.
It's true. But
you know, in the I Like Ike years when everything was on the upswing, mm-hmm. why not get some hunters and go shoot those monkeys to death?
Yeah. Let's go on a monkey hunt.
What? Not necessary.
Huh?
You put out a bowl of poison water. You just
how is poison better than
they got a drink? You know, give them a couple of jars of poison peanut butter or something like that, or some fruit, right?
Got to be a way.
Yeah,
I mean, this is okay.
I think it's some little guys would like to hunt monkeys.
Okay, if there was a monkey hunt, if they said, "Hey, we're throwing open the doors," if Clayfish calls you and says. Clayfish would do this.
He would be on this in a heartbeat. Yeah.
If he calls you and says, "Hey, I got a spot open for this monkey hunt we're going on in Jacksonville. Are you interested?" I guess I'd have to know what species of monkey it was.
It's a rhesus.
But they're
macaw.
A varmint. They're a varmint at this point. They are where they're not supposed to be.
They're the raccoon of Japan.
Yeah.
In Jacksonville, Florida. Right, and it's been going on for, 80 years now?
They've been
90 years.
Tested positive for herpes B.
How did that happen? Because they were doing fine for 80 years. The monkeys are just monkeys swinging in trees, swimming out there swimming around, and now how do they not only got herpes, they got deadly herpes.
Yeah, it doesn't really say how they contracted that, how it started. The wild variety are not thought to have.
I bet I know how it happened
to people.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
But there have been around 18 reported incidents of rhesus macaws biting or scratching people in Florida.
Yeah, that's
I don't want to get
good.
Scratched by a herpes-riddled
I don't want to get scratched by monkey. A monkey that's perfectly healthy.
True.
Much less.
Don't worry. The monkey's perfectly healthy. That's, that's just a scratch.
Oh, well, that's fine then. Bring
so
him
next
here.
Time,
throw him in my lap.
Next time some wise guy friend of yours in Florida posts a picture of it being sunny down there.
Sunny and 70 when we're digging out from 4 feet of snow and we have an Arctic blast headed our way.
They want to rub it in our face. Well, just bring up the herpes riddled monkeys
maybe
there.
Find a picture of a monkey foaming at the mouth. Or something.
With inflamed junk.
It's cold here. Yeah, it sure is. It's cold.
But we don't have
no infected monkeys.
Put that on a Florida postcard.
What do we have around here how's the chronic wasting going?
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring
up.
That's crazy deer.
Going. That's ongoing, right? I mean, we're always fighting chronic wasting. It's always going to.
It's getting worse.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
I thought, okay. Is it just not getting the attention that it used to get?
I just think once it's out there, it's just going to continue to get worse.
There used to be two things that I would hear about all the time. Chronic wasting disease. Mm-hmm. Get this deer tested. It's chronic wasting disease. And mad cow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how are we doing?
What's mad cow doing?
I haven't heard much about either. I thought it was gone.
Yeah.
I mean, mad cow was, don't eat that meat.
Right.
Meat. Yeah. You know, they'd show a cow walking in circles, all confused.
Yeah. Well, chronic wasting it's spreading.
It is. Okay, so it's still out there.
Yeah.
I just don't hear much about it. But all I hear about is the deer numbers are down. We're almost out of deer. I went to dinner in the North Woods the other night, and I am not joking. Not joking. In the parking lot of the restaurant I went to in St. Germain.
Mm-hmm.
There were deer just standing there watching us walking in and out of the restaurant. There were six of them just standing there.
Yeah.
Like, from me to you away, what are we, 10 feet maybe, 8 feet?
What are you going to do, huh?
Yeah.
Where are you?
We know it's not hunting season.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. It was nice. I was like, oh, look at that. And other people were out there, you know, having a cigarette, you know. Mm-hmm. Checking out, look at this, look at the deer. And the deer were just, I don't know if they're fed there or
probably.
What the deal is, but they looked right at home. I mean, they were right by the door.
Yeah.
As you walked in.
Hey, let me get that for you.
and they know the wolves won't be at the door of the restaurant.
It maybe, I guess, yeah. I think the wolves are out in the woods going, what are they doing? What are they
just
doing?
Standing by the door.
They feel safer by the...
This isn't nature. What's this? They're supposed to stay in nature.
And those were six standing by the door. I'll bet there were eight more walking away as I drove up, you know, that were like kind of slowly. They weren't charging away like, oh, my God, get out of here. They were just... all kind of walking like I had to wait for them to cross in front of me as I came in and parked.
They're used to people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just thought everything was good with the deer. That's what I see. I don't.
Hey, we're good now, aren't we?
I don't see. What do they do when they have chronic wasting?
I don't know. I think they act weird, but I don't think they attack you or anything like that.
All right. Well, that's
you
good
to
know.
Worry about that.
So I could have been looking at 8 or 10 chronic wasting diseased deer the other night outside of the restaurant.
Good question.
It's not up north as much. It's more a central Wisconsin
thing. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But that was my latest deer experience.
Yeah.
They were just like I said, you could have walked up. I think, I'm serious, if you'd have walked up and tried to pet them, they wouldn't have run away. But I don't want to pet some filthy freaking deer.
I had a raccoon experience this morning.
Oh, just this morning.
Yeah. I thought a black plastic trash bag was blowing down the side of the road, you know.
Was a raccoon in it?
I saw a movement, and I looked over there and said, oh, it's a raccoon. I thought it was a plastic trash bag. I thought, how unfortunate for that animal. You can be mistaken for a black plastic trash bag.
Sorry, sir. I thought you were...
Because of your humpy, lumpy, dark, loping appearance. You look like
And here they're on birthday cards.
Yes, right. Kids' toys and Disney cartoons.
The cute raccoon.
Well, how do you know you or I or Eric hasn't been mistaken for a garbage bag?
That's true. I don't know.
By somebody driving by once.
Sorry, Dad. I thought you were a garbage bag.
That would make you feel pretty bad, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd feel bad.
I could get over that.
I think I'd like that, though.
What do you mean a garbage bag, man?
I thought you were a garbage bag blown in the wind. What?
What do you mean by that?
Standing here. No, I thought I saw you walking, and I thought you were a garbage bag. You thought I was a garbage bag.
Do you wear glasses? No. No, matter of fact, just had an eye exam, and I'm great. But I thought you, from the way... Yeah. Now, not close. Clearly, I can see now you're talking to me. You're not a garbage bag.
But it was
bag.
A little dark, and I saw a movement on the side of my vision, and I thought it was a garbage bag, and I looked. No, it was you.
It was you.
And I thought, who's that talking garbage bag?
How long did it take you to figure out I wasn't a garbage bag? A little while. Not long.
I'm sorry I told you now. Well, I'm sorry you told me, too.
How long did it take you to figure out the garbage bag?
Well, then I thought it was smiling at me.
And how it was with the raccoon. Right. Looked over there. Oh, that's not a garbage bag. What is that? No, it's a raccoon.
Was this in the road or in somebody's yard or in the ditch or what?
It was running alongside my truck. Along down the road.
Was it grabbing at the door handle?
You know, come to think of it. Might have been a man with a mask. Help me!
Wait a minute. Maybe it was.
No, it was a raccoon. It was just usually you see animals run across the road in front of you.
Yeah.
This one was running...
Was he corralled by a snowbank or something on the side of the road?
He was just running down the road.
I
got to get to National Avenue. I'll take a right.
They have a great dumpster there.
This is the shortest way to go.
I told you about the raccoon I saw that charged across Hawley Road, maybe a half a mile south of here, just south of Blue Mound, by the cemetery. It charges from the west side of the street across Hawley, launches itself. I've never seen a raccoon jump like this. I mean, gets a running start, flies up in the fence there, is what, 6 feet tall?
Yeah.
I bet it was 5 feet up on the fence and then hopped over.
Wow.
So I don't know if they found a corpse in there that they were eating. No, the word was out.
Some really good.
To the raccoon community, to hurry up and get here.
Raccoon man superhero that does stuff like that.
No, not that I know.
I don't think so.
No. I do.
You have seen Raccoon Man.
I've seen raccoon people.
Yeah.
You thought you did.
In real life.
That was late at night and you were probably a little tired.
I was on a trip to Upper Michigan gas station.
What time of night was this?
It was late, midnight-ish.
Okay.
He was behind
the
counter.
When the raccoons are out. Yeah. He was behind the counter. He had like all these pointy teeth.
You walked in and went,
looked like a raccoon person. It's like, man, they kind of odd looking up here. What are you doing? I'll be with you in a minute. I just got to finish this corn.
It was corny as eating out of an old tennis shoe.
Kind of weird.
Yeah. That would be weird.
Yeah.
That would be terrifying.
Didn't look like a garbage bag, though.
That's as bad as we have it up here. We don't have the herpes monkeys.
No.
Well, not yet. They could migrate north.
Deadly herpes monkeys.
Yeah.
So what do we do?
A guy just decides to bring monkeys to an island so his... I hope your glass bottom boat business is doing okay. Because now we got infected monkeys all over.
Yeah.
I'm sure, what was that guy's name? Captain what? Captain so and so's glass bottom boat tours.
Yeah. Captain Billy. See the glass bottom boat.
There they
see
be.
See the wonders of the coral reef. Get bit by infected monkeys.
But lest you look down too long, the monkey.
beware the trees above.
Gee, Captain Billy, how'd the monkeys get on that island?
Nobody knows. It's a mystery.
Is it safe to be around them, Captain Billy?
Some say the ghosts of Captain Kidd left him here to guard his train.
Wait, that one's swimming. Hey, Captain Billy, that one's swimming across.
Yeah, I've never seen a swimming monkey. I don't know. I haven't really looked a lot, but I haven't seen a swimming monkey.
I've seen them. What are those warm water geyser monkeys?
Oh, right. The bonobos?
That lay around. Where is that? Japan?
Japan. The ones that are always like in the water when it's freezing.
That I assumed had been there since the beginning of time. It like showed up in the 1960s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I found out about the sea lions in San Francisco. They showed up in the 70s?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And they were a huge nuisance. And then somebody said, well, then people started showing up to look at them because they wouldn't go away. You know, they were all hoping they would just leave, you know, again.
Yeah.
And when it turned out that they were an attraction, they built all those rafts out there for them and said, well, let's turn this into something. People are coming down here to see them, and now they're the attraction.
Yeah.
And they hope, there's no guarantee those things can't just swim away somewhere and go to another bay, another cove.
But they've been there for
big rectangular rafts for them to just park on.
Yeah, sure. They just lay around.
It stinks. They didn't talk about that in the story that I saw. It stinks down there. You've been there, Rock, haven't you? It has a smell, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, ooh, that's not very pleasant. But it's a really cool area. What is it?
Celebrities.
Wharf 39?
Pier 39.
Pier 39, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really cool. It's a great area.
Yeah.
It's forever long. It's just there's everything in the world.
Well, that's San Francisco's like Dell's, you know.
I guess,
every T-shirt shop. But
you couldn't go to all the shops because you have to go upstairs and downstairs, and there's some places have two levels, some places have three levels. It's like a maze. You don't even know where everything is.
Yeah.
So it's a little too much. It's a little too confusing.
It's the tourist.
But I found the saltwater taffy.
They arrived? This website says they didn't show up till January of 1990.
I heard the 70s in the story that I just saw.
Shortly after 1989 Loma Prieta earthquake.
Really?
Even later.
I think I remember him being there in the 80s. Well.
There was a plentiful herring supply.
I looked out one day. I thought there was a garbage bag out there in the water.
Not in the sea lion.
Giant walrus.
Garbage bag.
And I thought, who would throw a garbage bag out there like that? It wasn't. It was these guys. They just got here. A big, hefty bag.
Well, it wouldn't be unusual to see a big black plastic garbage bag blowing around in the wind.
Yeah. Well, at least they don't have herpes.
Plastic.
Yet.
Well, who knows
what those monkeys? Bags. Those monkeys didn't have them either when they let them go.
Who knows what they're going to get in San Francisco?
They were fine when Captain Johnny let them go. Last I saw them, they were in good health.
Captain Johnny, you just released more monkeys, did you?
Right. Have you seen what's going on?
You know they got off that island, right?
I heard more.
What does it cost to buy, 40 monkeys and let them go? I mean,
didn't they have customs back then? The guy just brings a bunch of monkeys into the country and says, well, what are you going to do with the monkeys, Captain Billy? I'm going to let them go.
No, you're not.
Bring them in here like that?
Right. Yeah. Well, it was the 1930s. It was. We were the Wild West. We're just
wild.
There's a depression on.
They still had.
Wait, I can't get a cup of soup to stay alive, and you're buying monkeys and letting them go?
Where do you order those in the 30s, you know?
To create jobs. I don't know. Where do you just order them? On the 30s internet?
All right.
He knew a guy that he served with in the in the Navy.
Yeah, there's
some
probably
guy coming in from Thailand.
Slimy tugboat that pulls into a dark wharf somewhere.
The dark wharf.
I got your boxes of monkeys, Captain.
He opens a hatch. Yeah. They're all down there screaming.
Cages looking up.
Don't worry, little fellas. I'm going to let you go.
Set you free.
If you could just get across the highway. Life is good over there.
Right. It's like,
get across the highway.
I bought 250 monkeys, but
only six
escaped out into the wild due to traffic.
They had to get across six lanes.
Various pesticides.